I've always been interested in politics, and a few years ago, I decided to dive in deeper and start volunteering on campaigns. I phone banked for candidates from President Biden to John Ossoff to local Pennsylvania House members, and ultimately, I was really excited to see some of the people I volunteered for get into office. But I began to wonder, what comes next? What are the next steps we take? How, once are people in office, do we see change? And what are the other players in the game who are making sure that change is happening? So I wanted to dive in deeper to see some of these other partners in policy and advocacy. I was really lucky to be connected with Jamie Mogul from the League of Women Voters of Laramie and Narberth initially through Ellie Esmond in the Career and Civic Engagement Center. And last fall, I started doing little projects with Jamie on and on. I got the chance to speak to local high school students about how to solve local problems, and we worked on voter reference guides, and I got to go to meetings with people from around the state working on different advocacy programs for the league. I got to go to meetings with people from national, and I really began to see the beauty in such an interesting organization that is not only a small nonprofit in some ways, the way that we operate on a local level, but it also has state and national support, which I thought was a really interesting organization. But also, I got to see the fact that the League is a nonpartisan organization, which is something that is not too common these days. So I decided over the summer to take my experience thus far with Jamie and formalize it into a praxis and really get to have, 8 to 10 hours a week to dive in deeper. I was really lucky to be supported by Professor Golden, who provided me with readings and really great debrief sessions to connect what I was experiencing out in the field. Back to the theory and the scholarship, and also just as a great way to unpack everything I've been experiencing. So one of the big things we did this praxis was obviously focusing on election season. And like most political organizations, the League doesn't just focus on elections, come September when most people are thinking about it, or even later. We were starting in the summer. So over the summer, I got the opportunity to go to many events and table and talk to people about redistricting. A lot of after the census, all the district lines are changed, and especially in this area of Lerman and Narberth, a lot of people's districts were changing, and people who've been representing them for years were no longer representing them. So we got the opportunity to go out and talk to so many people about their new districts and the vote by mail, especially in Pennsylvania. It's been a hotly contested issue, and we got the opportunity to, as sort of litigation came out and as the courts were ruling, explain to people sort of what this meant for them, which ultimately meant, right, that vote by mail was safe and secure and an option for all Pennsylvania voters. But that was something that maybe a lot of people were concerned about or didn't totally know. And as we got closer to the election, we continued tabling at cafes and voter services sites. We also started to send out postcards. And one of the biggest projects I did was get a list of all the registered voters in Laramie and Narberth from the voter services in Montgomery County. And I sorted through it, all this data, like thousands and thousands and thousands of voters, to find out who are non-party unaffiliated voters. Because, we wanted to make sure they knew their resources, who's on the ballot as an unaffiliated voter in the general election. So we were advertising Vote 411, which is a resource of the league. We call it a one-stop shop for voting. So we got to send all this information out to them to explain how to find out who was on their ballot and more. And we shared this information with the public generally, but we felt that it was important to target these voters since the number of people who are registering not with the Democratic or Republican Party is growing, especially in this area, especially, which I think find interesting around younger voters. So I really enjoyed my experience. I got to look at voter engagement and voter education. I also got to see the inner workings of nonprofit and just work on things like membership renewals. What happens when PayPal goes down and no one could pay for their tickets to your event? What happens when people don't sign up for your event? Like all these maybe more like average sort of inner working functionalities of a nonprofit, along with the voter engagement and civic education I got to do. So I'm really, really thankful for my praxis experience. I've learned a lot. I've got to engage with so many different people, learn so many things, and I'm really grateful to Liv and Tiffany and to Jamie and to Professor Golden and all the people who've supported me along the way.